The event is hosted by the Theater with a Mission troupe, of which Ben Gunter is the artistic director. He says it's not the first time the group has staged a make-believe smackdown between history's two top playwrights in England and Spain.
The fight is between Shakespeare and Cervantes, and it's a very, very good-natured fight. Now, Shakespeare and Cervantes died on the same calendar date, according to the calendars in use at the time, in April of 1616. And 400 years later, with a little extra, we're bringing them back from the dead to go head-to-head in a wrestling match in Railroad Square.
However, this will definitely not feature two actors physically battling it out in a 17th century version of a cage death match. It's actually a production of dramas penned by both great stagecrafters that have something in common.
The match is called Loco for Love because they're connected by a character called Cardenio, a young man who runs crazy for love when his best friend steals his fiancée. And this story has so many elements in it that still speak to us today that we're interested in using it as a window to look at how we can explore what life was like in Florida in the 1600s, and what that historical background has to say to us about the ways that we live and think and love today.
Assistant director and choreographer Ivy Coddington says there are lots of linkages.
The difference between how English swordplay fights against Spanish swordplay, because they had different worldviews. Well, they still have different worldviews. And how the court dances are different from the Playford dances that all the English settlers brought with them when they settled the northern east coast of the U.S.
Of course, it helps if some real experts are around to help explain all this and put it in a larger context. Director Gunter says one of these comes all the way from Ohio State University.
Nina Couch is an expert in historical dance, so she's going to help us show people through lecture demonstrations what dancing was like in Spanish courts and what dancing was like in English country dances. And then people will be able to pick up some of those moves and actually try them on for themselves.
There will even be a horse from Suwanee County that is a spitting image of the unique mounts the Spanish brought with them to North Florida back in the days of early exploration. And then Gunter says, there is the food.
Andrew and Cindy Batten, who have produced expert material for the History Channel about food fusion in Florida, because they're convinced from their research that Florida was the first big food fusion, where European foods, African foods, and Native American foods were coming together in a fusion cuisine.
There will also be parades, music, a Renaissance fair kind of atmosphere that Ivy Coddington says will essentially fill the capital city's most unique neighborhood.
Railroad Square Art Park is happy to have us spill all over it, and Mickey Faust is happy to have us rent space in the Mickey Faust complex. If it's raining out, we can be in. If it's not raining, we can be out in the sculpture park. It'll be great.
And Ben Gunter says the event will be a bit of a marathon, continuing over a four-day period.
Thursday night from 6 to 9:30, Friday from 6 to 9:30, Saturday from 11 in the morning until 10 at night, and Sunday from 11 until 5.
A wonderful opportunity to learn how the folks who lived way back in the 17th century were pretty much the same as those of us around today. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.